With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Lack of internet access and financial pressures are raising concerns about a potential increased rate of Native American college student dropouts. Tribal colleges report more students are withdrawing or aren't participating as classes move online during the coronavirus pandemic. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Carol Falcon Chandler is the president of Oneat Nakota College on the Fort Belknap Reservation. She says the small school of about 155 students has seen a decrease in enrollment.
And we've already have a total of 17 students who withdrew.
Falcon Chandler says most of those students were already struggling academically before the coronavirus pandemic hit. But Chandler says limited internet access on the reservation is making it more difficult for all students to attend online classes. The U.S. Census Bureau found in 2018 that little over half of residents on reservations have access to high-speed internet.
I really think it has to do with the online, I know it is, with the online teaching, because we've never had that before.
Little Bighorn College on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation is seeing the same issue. President David Yarlop recently surveyed his staff to see how the transition to online learning was going.
On the low end, one of the faculty members was explaining that the response rate from the students was at about 30%, whether it's through responding to the emails or submitting homework.
Federal and state funding to tribal colleges is based on student numbers. If students drop out or don't return next fall, tribal schools stand to lose major chunks of their funding. Oneat Nakota already stands to lose roughly $400,000 from just 17 students dropping out. Montana is home to 7 tribal colleges, the most in any state, according to a review of tribal colleges from the Montana Legislative Services Division. Around $200,000 in aid is coming to each college from the CARES Act recently passed in Congress. The American Indian College Fund, which provides scholarships to Native students across the country, is concerned that student dropout numbers will outpace that relief funding. CEO Cheryl Crazy Bowl.
If you lose a student, you might be losing the equivalent of $15,000 to $20,000 in funding. If you lose 10 students, you might lose a couple $100,000 in funding. And if you're an institution that doesn't have a cushion, that's a lot of money.
But Crazy Bull is worried about Native student enrollment numbers in higher ed more broadly, outside of tribal colleges. Crazy Bull says Native Americans account for 1% of undergraduate students nationally, and she doesn't want their overall slice of that pie to grow smaller because of the pandemic. That's why Crazy Bull's organization is collecting emergency funding to help students enrolled in tribal and state colleges pay rent, utilities, buy food, and internet access when it's available. Crazy Bull points to a 2020 survey from the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice that found that Native American and Indigenous students enrolled in college are more likely to face housing insecurity than their peers.
62% of tribal college students had experienced food insecurity in the prior month prior to taking the survey. And that food insecurity ranged from worrying about food to not having food.
Crazy Bull says the economic shutdown during the coronavirus pandemic is likely exacerbating those pressures. Selena Gray is a member of the Little Shell Tribe and is navigating the coronavirus outbreak as a grad student at the University of Montana, living in university housing with her family of 5. Gray has been able to maintain her job on campus and has scholarship money from the American Indian College Fund to help pay the rent and other bills for now. But Gray says her family faces some economic uncertainty as the summer approaches.
It might be sustainable for another month or two, but getting into the summertime, we depend on Dad for firefighting. And so, like, how is this going to affect firefighting, right?
That uncertainty is piled on top of her role as mom and now teacher to 2 boys in kindergarten, which is cutting into her time for schoolwork. Gray says while the coronavirus pandemic is a new experience for many, she says Native students regularly face these kinds of challenges.
You know, things like a food shortage or, you know, not knowing where you're going to be staying, having to make difficult choices for your education is not a new thing for Native students.
Her message to her fellow students, hang in there and don't give up. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.